Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park sits on Iron Mountain above Glenwood Springs. Its vintage western look is easy to pick up on. The main plaza looks like the set of a John Wayne movie. What might be harder to pick up on is the small contingent of international workers up there.
Please keep your hands inside at all times. Do not put them up or out. You can hold on to the lap bar.
Monique Thorpe is operating the cliffhanger at the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park. At 7,100 feet, it is North America's highest in elevation roller coaster.
Have fun! When I got off the first time, I felt sick, like somebody just beat me up or something.
Monique is from Jamaica. Roller coasters weren't really her thing when she started at the park 2 summers ago, but she tried anyways. New experiences are what she's here for.
Living in Jamaica is wonderful, you know, it's home, and but it's like your bedroom and you need to see the rest of the house.
Monique is one of 20 international students with the Adventure Park this summer. The others are from places like Norway, Slovenia, and Turkey. They're all here on J-1 visas. Decades ago, the program was created to foster cultural exchange, to get international visitors and Americans interacting. The current program has its critics. In 2014, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a civil rights group, concluded the J-1 program is, quote, little more than a source of cheap labor. They scolded practices like hiring J-1s as housekeepers, because that's not a job that allows for much of the intended cultural exchange. One of the Adventure Park's 20 J-1s does work as a janitor. Eric Brotherson is the HR manager for the Adventure Park and Iron Mountain Hot Springs. He maintains the position complies with J-1's guidelines.
The janitorial position at Iron Mountain Hot Springs is going to be roaming throughout the grounds, picking up trash, wiping down surfaces, getting a lot of interaction from guests. Hey, can you show me where the restrooms are, the locker room?
Brotherson says the J-1 program gives the park access to labor when they need it. And the Adventure Park is not alone in this. There are over 4,500 J-1s working in Colorado this summer.
We're a very seasonal business. You know, our busiest time is going to be from Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day.
After Labor Day, the park stays open every day until the end of October. The local college and high school students have gone back to school, and this is when the J-1s are essential. But they also need to return to school, and coming to the U.S. can be quite the financial sacrifice. How much does it cost you to get here?
In total, maybe for me, it was maybe 2,000 US, give or take.
Brotherson connects with potential employees through recruiting firms. He tells the firms what he's looking for. They send him resumes. Once the J-1s are hired, they pay the recruiting firm a program fee. They also pay their visa for their travel and their health insurance. When they're in Colorado, they pay their food and most of their housing costs. The park guarantees a minimum of 32 hours of work each week. It also rewards them with an end-of-the-season bonus. But if they're not making enough, Brotherson says,
they're more than happy to go around town and find another part-time job.
Monique has a second job. A few nights each week, she works the register at 7-Eleven and stacks the shelves.
How many hours a week do you work?
Me, in total, I work about 40 hours here. Yeah, and 7-Eleven, maybe 20.
Despite the 60-hour week, Monique loves the J-1 program. She meets people from around the world. She experienced snow for the first time this past May.
At the end of the day, it is not about making back the money. It's about the cultural experience.
For Brotherson, the J-1 program is essential to the park's business model. If it ever went away,
it would be very difficult for us because they're a great resource and fantastic kids that hopefully take home great memories of this country.
Monique plans to travel when she's done with work this fall. She already has some elaborate plans for the money she saved working her two jobs.
This time, it's to do all the other stuff that I didn't get to do the last two times, the paragliding and the skydiving and maybe a trip to Vegas just to see what the hype is about, you know.
Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.